Well, during the ordinary weeks of the liturgical calendar, we hear about the life of Christ in the gospel readings. It's also a time where we can strengthen our faith. Well, summer is a perfect time to soak up some sun and dive deep into the pool and dive deep into a great book. Joining me this morning to share her favorites is our friend Miriam Marston. She is the Faith Formation Director at St. Anthony's Church in Tigard, also host of the wonderful show Blazing the Trail, you listen to right here on Mater Dei Radio. Hey, good morning, Miriam. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be on with you all.
Oh, aren't you just loving these beautiful summer days that we have here?
I really am, although you reminded me I missed the moon last night, so hopefully it's still really big and clear tonight.
Oh, definitely want to check that out. And as we learned in the beginning of the show from the good deacon reminded us, that moon is now waning, so it's the part of the moon after the full moon. I don't think you're going to be able to tell a difference, though, not within a day after a full moon. Want to see that for sure. It's absolutely beautiful. Awesome. Well, as I said in our introduction, Miriam, you know, we're in these ordinary days of the church. Those are the ordinal numbers. That's how we number these Sundays, these weeks, as we go, you know, through these months and leading all the way up to Advent. You know, why is this time between Easter and Advent kind of a really good, important time to continue our learning, deepen our faith?
Oh, absolutely. Thank you, Brenda. And really, it's the church spends more time in ordinary time than any other time. And really, the readings that we'll hear at Mass, they really focus on Jesus's life, his teaching, his preaching, his ministry. And so this is a beautiful moment to really dive deeply into what it means to follow Jesus Christ, to be a member of the church, to do our part to help bring others closer to Christ as well. And to do that, we also need to dive more deeply into our own spiritual lives and faith formation. And the summer can be a really great time for that. I know for some people it can be a busier time of year, but I do hope that, that your listeners have a chance to sort of step away from the daily grind and maybe get away for a few days and maybe in that time of rest to pick up a book or two or three. Brenda, two summers ago, I had a couple weeks off because I was switching jobs at the time. So I had heard of a book that came recommended to me, and I think I mentioned it before on an interview maybe a couple years ago, but I'll make another plug for it, Brenda, because it's so wonderful, and I think it makes for great summer reading, and it's an autobiography called A Memory for Wonders, and it's the story of a French girl who was raised in North Africa in a very, really frankly, anti-Catholic environment. So this is what she grew up in. But in this story, she explains how she was such a lonely little girl, but she had this profound experience of watching a beautiful sunset. And I think this is one of the reasons it makes for good summer reading, because we get, I think in the summer, we see some beautiful things, including the moon, but also some sunsets and sunrises. So I think it resonates there. But this young girl saw this sunset, Brenda, and for the first time, she realized, oh, there's someone beyond the sunset, and there's a God. And she began to pray, and that really set in motion an extraordinary unfolding of God's astounding grace in her life. She moved from this, again, very anti-Catholic world, and eventually became a poor Clare nun in North Africa. So I would definitely recommend A Memory for Wonders, one of the best books I have ever read. And that's saying something.
So, oh, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what I love too, what you just said is it's books that were recommended. You know, it's one thing to try to go into one of our wonderful Catholic bookstores. You've got just shelves of books and you don't quite know where to begin. Right. But if you have a recommendation from somebody that, you know, not only did that person, you know, read the book, they also know you. And they maybe have a sense of some of those things that you might like. So I always go off the recommendation of my friends. Miriam Marston joining us today. She's talking to us about some ways that you can strengthen your faith and also pass these beautiful days, maybe poolside or on a long flyover on a vacation. We'll definitely want to grab a book to do that. What are some of your other favorites that people definitely need to read? Maybe a book that you like to go back to time and time again.
Oh, that's a great question. I do have the books I like to go back to, and I never get tired of recommending it. And I know a lot of other people do as well, but The Lord of the Rings, always a great one, and that's one I've read multiple times. You know, I'm working with a few adults in sacramental preparation, and Tolkien comes up from time to time in our conversations, and so I actually have one or two candidates for confirmation and for baptism as well who are making their way through The Lord of the Rings for the very first time, and it's great to hear their reaction to it because they had heard about this story, but never made the connection that Tolkien was a Catholic. And so, at this point in their spiritual life, they're kind of interested to make that connection between Tolkien and this very popular book, The Chronicles of Narnia, as well. That's one I've gone back to a lot. So, if there are listeners out there who haven't read The Lord of the Rings or The Chronicles of Narnia, this could be the summer to do that. Some people like mysteries. And I'm a big fan of reading mystery novels. Let's see, the Father Brown series by G.K. Chesterton is really good. Kind of has that feel of a Agatha Christie novel, but the protagonist is a Catholic priest. So there's a lot of Catholic themes that run through those mysteries. So I recommend those mysteries as well. If you like dystopian literature, there's Pope Francis's, one of his favorite books was called Lord of the World. That was written in 1907 by Monsignor Robert Hugh Benson, and Pope Francis has mentioned it a few times. And again, it's dystopian sort of science fiction, and it was before dystopian literature was cool, I think. But it really centers on the Antichrist and the end of the world. So there's a lot to it, but kind of a different read. A sobering read, but a very beautiful one I read a few years ago on audiobook, actually, through formed.org, is a book called A Song for Nagasaki, a really moving story about Takashi Nagai, who survived the bombing at Nagasaki. And he was a scientist, but converted to the Catholic faith as well. And his story is just extraordinary. So I highly recommend A Song for Nagasaki. I was listening to it as I was driving, just as an audiobook, and it was so powerful that I actually had to pull off to the side of the road just to tune in. And I'm just crying on the side of the road listening to this extraordinary story. So really recommend those books as well.
Miriam Marston joining us today. She's getting all of us really kind of excited about, doing some summer reading. Now, Miriam, you brought up an interesting point here. You said that you listened to that last book on audiobook. You actually listened to the book. Those are really great options, aren't they?
They really are. And again, I'm a big champion of form.org. There's so many books that we can listen to there. So if your listeners aren't yet subscribed to that wonderful Catholic platform, I encourage them to do so. A number of parishes are subscribed to it. It's produced through the Augustine Institute. So many books there. I'm making my way through a book on Catherine of Siena as well. So I really recommend that resource. The summertime's a great time to explore it.
Oh, I like that idea of maybe getting formed. You know what also formed has is a lot of great movies, that you could definitely watch. So maybe get the kids around, get us a popcorn, maybe set up a little slumber party in the family room and watch some great Catholic content. I mean, our church is so huge, and it's wonderful to know that, not all of it is reading about the lives of the saints. Those are wonderful options, but there are novels, there's fictions, even as you said, Pope Francis. I tell you, if Pope Francis has a book recommendation, I think that's definitely one I am going to take. And then lastly, Miriam, boy, it's just always great. Do things slow down for you there at St. Anthony's during the summertime? Does that allow you maybe to spend a little bit of time in the evenings reading a book?
It really does, yeah. It does lighten up a little bit. We don't have the same number of kind of those evening classes, as you mentioned. It does for us a time. So I myself am making my way through a few books. One of them, I'm reading Rescued by Father John Ricardo. which really gets into the unexpected and extraordinary news of the gospel. So I'm reading my way through that because I can never get enough of hearing about the kerygma. So.
Oh, I love it. Well, and if I could throw my one recommendation is, and this is probably one of my top favorite books too, because I keep going back to it. In fact, I want to go home and read it tonight again, The Great Divorce by C.S. Lewis. It just, I contemplate that book every time I read it. I absolutely love it.
Oh, one of my favorites as well, Brenda. I'm glad you mentioned it. Yep, I can't recommend that one highly enough. Yeah.
All right. Well, Miriam, thanks so much. Thank you for these recommendations. I'm getting a little bit excited, so I'm going to start pulling some books and adding to it for my summer reading. God bless you. Thanks for joining us.
Wonderful, and happy reading.